Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, and best-selling author. The title of today's show is Are Things Happening to You or For You? And I am sure you know why I've chosen this title, this subject. Over the last few weeks, our lives or the way we live has changed. How has that or is this affecting you in your daily life? Has it affected you mentally, physically, financially, or all three? So I just wanted to check with you on this. And, you know, I want to say, are you in charge of your life or is it, are you in charge of your life or is the life in charge of you? What are you focusing on? Are you listening to or watching the news all day long? How does that affect your mental well-being? How about all the videos that are literally shoved in your emails, on your Facebook page, etc.? How do you react and, you know, behave about this? How is it affecting you? On a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being not at all, 10 being totally, how positive are you these days? Are you a 1? Oh my gosh, this is happening to me and I can't believe I can't get out of the house anymore and I can't believe I have to homeschool my kids and I can't believe they didn't catch that sooner and blah, 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 blah. Okay, it's part of life, all right? Or are you positive and you say, interesting, I have a little bit more time to reflect on what life actually means to me and what it does for me, how I can treat my family, how I can be, how can I come across, who can I help? All these things are so important. So the next one I said, on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being not at all and 10 being totally, are you in charge of your life, your actions, your thoughts, your behavior? Are you making the best out of the situation or are you frowning upon it? Well, let me share something with you because I've seen it all. It's very interesting how people react, perceive, act, and come across. And there is one person in particular I'm thinking about right now who thinks that he, she knows everything better than I do. Well, does that bother me? At the beginning, because I said, I'm the professional here. I know what I'm doing. Who are you to tell me what's going on? I go, wait a minute, Denise. This is below the line thinking. Do something about it. Take charge of your life and make the best out of it. So I decided I'm going to delete all the negative comments. All the, I know better than you do, and if you don't do this, you'll regret it, and all those things that I have received from somebody I thought to be a friend. I go, no way, no more. I don't need to waste my time, create negative energy in my body, in my surroundings, when that doesn't help at all. Because as we all know, negativity creates illness, positivity fosters health. And so, yeah, I'd rather be happy and healthy and positive. And so I said, what can you do to get into a positive mindset and be happy? You get to do things you didn't have time for before, such as maybe reading something or playing an instrument or learning a new language, reaching out to people who are alone. And we can do that. The guidelines are physical distancing, being socially very active, because we need that part to actually thrive. We need to be socially active. And we have so many tools. We have the telephone, we have text messages, we have emails, we have voice texts, we have video. Oh my goodness, all these opportunities. For example, my mom's going to be 90 the beginning of June, and I was supposed to fly over to Switzerland with my husband to go celebrate my mom and her birthday. Well, can we do that? No, we can't. So what am I doing? I had seen a friend doing that before, and I asked if I could steal her her idea. And she said, of course, please do. So I posted on Facebook, I would like to receive 90 cards for my mom's 90th birthday by mid-May, so I can send her all the cards and she gets them on her birthday. So she gets 90 cards for her 90th birthday, and she will have fun. She already knows we're not coming because it's too long of a flight. It's 11 hours nonstop. There's not much space to be away, 6 feet away from anybody. The seats are so close together, and I do not think that they only fill airplanes with one person every six or every three or four rows, one at the aisle, the next one four or five rows back in the middle, the next one four or five rows back at the window, etc. I don't think that's happening. So I'm opting for safety to make sure I can go see my mom when it's safe to travel again, hopefully end of September, October, something like that. And since she is so active, she still rides her bike every day or goes for three times a day for a walk for an hour or so, because that's what the cardiologist told her to do. I said, if she can be that positive and do things and wear a mask and wear gloves and do those things, and she does not, you know, she does not go to places that are well-traveled. She goes to things through the forest or side streets where there is not much traffic, so she doesn't really need to worry about any of that. I go, this is so awesome. I want to take her as my example. And to make it even more fun, beginning of March, before all this stuff happened, she still went downhill skiing, snow skiing. Can you see what positive attitude can do? It is so amazing. So for me personally, I have done a couple of changes in my life to be more positive. And I love being positive. That's the only way to live for me. I'm listening three times a day to one of the MP3 scrolls from Ogden Dino, actually listed in The World's Greatest Salesman or in observerschair.com. And I put that link below just for the 10 scrolls. And it doesn't really all have to do about selling goods or something. You can sell yourself. You can sell your qualities, your compassion, your caring, your sharing. Those are all things that we can sell or make people feel good about. So it's not all about money. I don't want to make amazing salespeople out of you. That's not the intent. The intent is to learn from the 10 scrolls that are beyond valuable for me. I had taken a test to see how positive I am and where I can improve. And the person who's working with me said that would be a great example for me to learn from. And I did order the book to get it. However, everything on Amazon with books takes 3 weeks or more right now to get. If you download it for free on your Kindle or whatever, you get it like within minutes. So I did do that, but I still ordered it also because I like to see and hear when I read, because it sinks in so much faster. I am a very audio, visual, tactile person. And so when I do hear and see, it sinks in so much faster. So I put the link in the transcript of this episode, which is http://www.theobserverchair.com. And that's just for the 10 scrolls. You can download those for free and listen to them. I have listened to all 10 of them already, and I found that I like some more than others. So I just go through it. I don't listen to the same 3 times a day. I change and I go around and just listen what really suits me, what I need to hear right then and there. And so far, my favorites are 6 and 9, and I think I like 2 also. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of hope with that. I am reflecting on life back in February and life now. Wow. So besides reading more and playing more music, and of course sitting more because I'm working more on a computer, I made it a habit to get up every 45 minutes to an hour and move around, do some jumping jacks, do some weightlifting exercises. Yeah, I have some dumbbells at home. And drink 64 plus ounces of water, and not all at once. I divide it up into 1 cup here, 1 cup there, and it really helps. And then normally when I'm on the phone, I walk around to get some movement in. And sometimes if I feel like I need a little bit more, I walk or run up and down the stairs a few times because we still need motion. And sometimes I go for a walk outside. I wear my mask and sometimes I wear gloves, but otherwise I just disinfect my hands. I have a disinfectant outside the door where I can wipe down the door handles and wipe down my hands, and then I go in after I closed the door and locked it again and wash my hands with soap and water for 20 seconds. And if you don't know how long 20 seconds are, think twice, happy birthday to yourself or to somebody who has a birthday or somebody you care about, and that usually is 20 seconds. It's the scrubbing of the soap that helps. And soap is better than Purell or foaming soaps. Those are not as abrasive. And the Purell, oh my goodness, I just saw a video yesterday how flammable it is. Please do not use Purell when you're cooking with gas, or do not use Purell when you light a candle or something like that. In the video, the person showed that she put some Purell in a plate away from anything else. She did it very safely. And then she lit a match and the Purell caught on fire. And then she took a piece of paper and put it in there. It burned. So she extinguished it with water. She had a spray bottle there. She extinguished everything and then put the paper back in the Purell and it caught back on fire again several times, even with water in the plate on and around Purell. So I just want to say, keep safe, wash your hands, and stay inside for as much as you can. But if you need to go out, wear a mask, protect yourself and protect the people around you. Share love and caring and joy. And, you know, you get to talk to people. Just a couple of days ago, I went and I got to speak German with a couple who was walking their St. Bernard, and I was speaking French with a mom who had her 2 children there, and then I spoke English with somebody else, and I came home totally energized, happy, healthy, and feeling fabulous, better than that. Let's make the best out of the situation, be positive and happy, and that's what I'm going to ask you right now. Stay safe, happy, and healthy. And I will continue talking to you next week. Until then.